While Queenslanders deal with their summer of disasters, climate scientists are warning that Australia faces a future of more frequent extreme weather events. According to new modelling, we can expect 25% more rain than we saw in the Queensland floods by the end of this century. Environment reporter Sarah Clark has more.
As the Queensland Commission of Inquiry scrutinises the preparation and response to the 2011 floods, planners are already looking ahead to minimise the loss of the past. The warnings from the climate scientists are clear. Andy Pittman is from the University of New South Wales.
We'll be looking at hotter maximum temperatures, hotter minimum temperatures, and droughts lasting longer and heat waves lasting longer than we have seen in the historical past. If you're interested in rainfall, the thing that we're sure about is that rainfall will intensify, particularly convective rainfall, so the sorts of rainfall that you see in monsoonal regions of northern Australia. The amount it will increase is much less clear.
So what could last month's floods in Queensland look like in 2100? Stella Whittaker is a sustainability consultant with the planning group Manitas Roberts. It specialises in climate change mitigation and adaptation.
The modelling that's been done by Clem Systems in New Zealand has shown that in 2100 there could be a 25% increase in rainfall. Now what that means is that the large storms, which we currently describe as 1-in-100-year storms, they are going to be more likely, and it really means that people could see this type of event happening more than once in their lifetime.
And in the wake of events like last month's floods, Stella Whittaker says governments and companies have put climate change at the forefront of their decision-making, but despite the warnings, it's not yet widespread or routine.
There are lots of companies who are planning for 2100 across all of the sectors. The property sector has probably been the first ones to actually do detailed assessments of bushfire risk, sea level rise, and extreme events. That work is really only just beginning.
So how can one climate-proof for the future, particularly for transport?
That might be a change to levels of where infrastructure is built, or bridges. It might be a different sort of material that's used. It might be looking at a different route entirely. So that is beginning to be factored in.
With that in mind, the advice for Queensland from scientists is to build in the resilience that's needed to withstand a future of extremes.
If you build houses or you build infrastructure such that it's not vulnerable to the observed variability in climate over the last 50 or 100 years, I think you will build in a lot of the resilience you need for the future that climate scientists are projecting. Not all of it, but you will have built enough resilience to give us a reasonable chance of dealing with the economic impacts of climate change in many of the regions of Australia.
That's climate scientist Andy Pittman from the University of New South Wales, ending that report by Sarah Clark.